COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Hello.
Man, the gift that keeps on giving is still here. We need to change your name to Never, because Never Ever Leaving Eva Marcella's in the building. Plus, we got LA in the house. Heidi and Frank, how y'all doing?
What's
hey,
up,
LA? Fancy shirt number two. I'm dressing better.
Fashion icon.
Insert the heart eye emoji.
Now, later in the show, Beyonce might be creeping on Nas. Plus, the Terminator might be coming for Chris Pratt. We'll see how that goes. But first, Tiffany Haddish hosted last night's MTV Movie and TV Awards. And not only did she open the show as a pregnant Cardi B, she also professed her love for Michael B. Jordan.
Well, I don't blame her. Have you seen the new Creed 2 poster?
Yes, I want to see that movie, but I didn't act the way Tiffany Haddish did.
Oh, well, look at the poster. You just might.
Ooh, is that you, Michael B. Jordan? Ooh, you're fine as hell. You're so sexy, you could probably look a girl in her eyes and get her pregnant right there on eyesight. Look into my eyes, Michael. Look into my eyes.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, amazing.
Who knew Tiffany Haddish was so fertile?
Every man's nightmare.
Oh, my God. I did not know that I could just look into his eyes and get pregnant like that. She went from, like, 2 months to 9 months pregnant.
You know, and Michael B. Jordan was having a hell of a night. He won the award for Best Villain for his role as Eric Killmonger
yes.
in Black Panther.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
As he should have.
But definitely. He was actually surprised that somebody else didn't get it instead. Check it out.
I'm shocked that I won this award for Best Villain. You know, I thought for sure Roseanne had that in the bag, you know?
Oh, Michael B. getting political.
I love
that. That was
so sexy. Oh, my God.
That Killmonger really rubbed off on him in real life.
Okay.
Savage. And you look like him, though, because he's got such boyish good look, like the big smile and the sweet, soulful eyes. Like, he can get away with saying anything.
Right. So I'm pretty sure Roseanne was like, he just said my name.
You're right.
He just said my name.
Look, I'm pregnant.
Yes.
Well, Chris Pratt received the Generation Award last night at the big show, but that's not what everybody's buzzing about.
Hmm,
what everybody's buzzing about is a smash alert.
Oh, yeah.
I like the flair you put on that.
Get ready. I put my hips in it and everything.
Smash alert.
Okay, so apparently Chris Pratt is dating Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Oh, wow. She is beautiful.
She's
I've never
gorgeous.
Seen her before.
What housekeeper does she look like?
Oh, Frank. Oh. She actually looks like Maria Shriver, thank God.
She does.
Because I don't.
Caroline.
I don't think you want to date a girl who
he must have
like
the hottest gardener ever because she is smoking.
She is hot. So her name's Catherine. The couple was spotted on Father's Day enjoying a picnic. The thing I think's weird about that is, why are you having a picnic with a girlfriend on Father's Day? Shouldn't you be with your son?
That's easy, because a lot of kids, depending on how it falls, they end up with their mom or mother on Father's Day.
And the stepfather.
Yep. I know a couple dads that their kids were not with them. They were with the mom.
Well, those moms were
Day.
Mean, because they could have done some sort of concession to let the father be with the kid on Father's Day.
Yeah, they could have.
She's 28 years old. She doesn't have any kids. I'm thinking she doesn't want to have, you know, Chris Pratt's kids. I mean, the mother doesn't want to have Chris Pratt's kids over there, maybe seeing her as future mommy.
Oh.
Well, with the way he's smiling, it's like he doesn't even know he has kids. It's like he is in heaven. Like, what kids? Well, y'all, Beyonce is just like us.
How?
That's right. She creeps on Twitter.
Who is she creeping with?
Well, while everyone was busy freaking out over the release of Beyonce and Jay-Z's secret album, Everything is Love, Beyonce was steady lurking.
Uh-oh.
I figured that's how she'd say it.
Lurking.
Everything is Love dropped just one day after Jay-Z's arch nemesis, Nas, dropped his album, Nasir, and Beyonce liked and then unliked a gif of Nas staring at a laptop with the caption, "How they upload an album so fast, yo?"
But can we get a former in there? Because, like, Nas and Jay-Z have since made up. They've actually, like, done some, like, deals together and even songs together. This shouldn't be no static, but if I was Nas, I'd be a little bit mad.
So how does somebody know that Beyonce liked and then unliked? If she did it really quickly after, how do you know?
Because they're lurking.
Oh, they're lurking, too. It sort of reminds me of, you know, when you're on Instagram and you're, like, checking somebody out and you're going deep into their pictures, like, from,
you
know,
2014.
And you accidentally hit it, and you're like,
that's probably what she did.
Yeah, she probably shook up one of them twins when she hit that. Like, oh, my God. She probably was like, oh, my God.
I can't believe I liked it. Jay-Z, get in here. Oh, my God, Jibba, I just messed up.
Oh, my God.
They're not going to think I'm humble. Oh, my God, Jay.
It's like Elvis and Beyonce have the same voice.
Such a soothing, deep voice.
All right, so up next, Oprah has yet hit another milestone.
Another one?
Another.
As if she had anything else left to do.
Okay.
Her fortune hit the $4 billion mark yesterday, making her the first black female entrepreneur to make the Bloomberg Billionaires Index of the world's 500 richest people.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Now, she cracked the fortune. You know, she cracked the 500. She's sitting pretty at 494.
I love that number, 494.
Now, for people want to follow in her footsteps, obviously, she made a gang of money with her show, her network, and the other investments. But it looks like her investment in the Weight Watchers has been the situation that has put her over the top.
That's
the
what's
stock
up.
Prices doubled since she got on board, and she made $427 million this year alone.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's Weight Watchers. Watching the weight of your bank account grow.
Okay. Watch that weight movie. I knew she was going to make a lot of money with Weight Watchers because she was still saying, I love bread, and she was steady losing weight.
No, but that's not what she was talking about.
She was
talking about money the whole time.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was about to say, meanwhile, I'm up here getting bigger, eating actual bread. Thanks, Oprah. Moving on, today is the first day of the Royal Ascot, an event where they race horses or something like that. But really, the biggest point of the day, the royals show off their royal hats, honey.
All right now.
Yes. First up, we've got this lovely peacock-inspired ensemble.
That's actually fly and pimpish.
It is.
Super fly. The colors on that are crazy.
Yeah.
It's super fly like pimpish.
Yeah.
Like he said.
Yeah.
They go together.
All she needs is like a cane and two escorts.
Then we have this young lady, notable in navy.
That look like the old school pen where you dip the feather in the ink.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not sure how to describe these ladies, but here they are.
Yeah. They look like desserts.
This looks very Alice in Wonderland.
Next up is this fabulous woman giving us Medusa at a funeral vibes.
Yes, that's first lady vibes.
Yeah, I don't care what
I would say Medusa at a funeral.
Me
that
either.
Is fly, honey.
Yes. That's the first day of the revival at a Baptist church in Mississippi.
Well, moving on, sometimes it's just time to wear a cage on your head.
Oh. Hell no.
She didn't
Girl.
Try. Like, everybody else tried. She didn't try as hard as everybody else.
And she even looks disappointed with her own hat.
She like, looked like, I knew I should have done
this. I knew I'm wrong for that.
I knew I'm wrong for this.
Well, up next, we have this beautiful flower.
Ooh. My goodness, she looks real.
She looks like she thinks she all that.
She looks like she just sprouted.
Okay.
Like a giant bee is going to come and try to like, pollinate. She's just stung to death.
Huh? And last but not least, we have Megan, the Duchess of Sussex.
Boo.
Yeah, I do not like her hat.
She kept it too basic. I guess they kind of scared her off when they said shoulders. She was dressed too provocative.
Y'all have ever been to South Cat Mall? This is like one of the church hats in South Cat Mall. This is all. This hat costs all of $39.99, and the shoes come with it.
Now, coming up, Ariana Grande opens up about her new fiancé, Pete Davidson, and there's a lot of curse words involved. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, Ariana Grande is opening up about her relationship with her fiancé, Pete Davidson, in a big way. Yesterday, she posted a very short tease from her new album, and you know how these singers are when they are in love. You can't tell from the clip, but the song is about the SNL star. Hold on, what?
So from that is what we're supposed to... Is that about Pete?
That is about Pete.
Wait, but we didn't even hear any lyrics.
Exactly.
No, wait. What?
Wait, I don't get it.
Well, you know people be hype-beasting all the time. You know, like, you know, you give them a little sample, a little morsel,
right.
And get them ready to hear the whole thing.
Well, when asked if the song is really about Pete, the future Mrs. Davidson responded, "For real, the truth is, I've been the f*** through it, and life's too short to be cryptic and about something as beautiful as this love I'm in." So, Pete, it is.
Okay.
A few choice words.
Yeah?
Yeah. I never even heard her curse that much
before. No, she sounds very upset about
she
this.
She really...
Like, questioning.
She's a bit like sailor.
Okay.
She looks like she curses, though. But you just... Yeah, this is the first time you actually got a chance to see
it. Right.
Yeah.
You know, people that look like 12 years old want to make sure you know they're grown, so they'd be like, you bitch.
So the curse words have been stuck in her ponytail this whole time, and she took them down, and
she looked like she just learned how to curse. That's
when she bit that donut.
She
licked that donut. Well, y'all, Trump finally has an idea that's out of this world.
What?
Yesterday, Trump told the Pentagon he wants to start a space branch as the sixth branch of the armed forces. He said protecting our interests in space would be great, not only in terms of jobs and everything else. It's great for the psyche of our country.
How are they going to protect us better than, you know...
I hope the police...
The regular military. Wait, what are they going to do?
This may be a long-term plan to shoot black people from space, but...
Yeah.
But beyond that, though, like, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things going on that we may or may not know about that are happening at all times.
So basically, he's talking about making a real-life Men in Black, like what Will Smith was doing. Like with Zap Gun and all this kind of stuff. Like, for real.
With curb hangers, like size guns. Mm-hmm. Like, to get the Martians, right?
Martians, meteors, whatever comes in our, like, atmosphere that don't need to be here.
Can we gauge it off? What's the last problem we had with space? Like, did we have an alien come down here and do something to somebody recently?
UFOs.
Yeah, a couple UFOs messing with us. Because normally when people have UFO sightings, it's from afar. They ain't bothering nobody. They came at night while you were asleep. You wake up. They see their footprints.
They taking people we ain't gonna miss.
Yeah, ain't nobody know T-Bone way out there in the woods. Ooh. You know, they ain't bothering nobody.
I will just keep it up in the air for a second.
Okay.
Star Wars is still on and popping, you know, despite what happened with the last Han Solo movie. But one of the OG characters is rumored to be coming back. Guess who?
Who?
Billy Dee Williams.
Oh. Whoa.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, the original Lando Calrissian, man. The fan website FanTheTrax reported that Billy Dee Williams will return as Lando Calrissian in the next Star Wars sequel.
Well, my mama will be there because everybody's mama loved Billy Dee.
Oh, my God.
And that lady sings the blues Billy Dee or Mahogany Billy Dee.
Yes, Mahogany Billy Dee.
So he may not look exactly how you remember him. He's 81 years old this time around.
Yeah, but he is in his 80s.
Yeah, he's not drinking as much Colt 45 anymore.
Okay.
But at one point in time, Lando Calrissian was the smoothest dude in the galaxy.
And he can still be smooth because he moves a lot slower now, so it's definitely going to be smooth.
You don't lose your smoothness as you get older. You notice those old men, like when you go into the restaurant and they're still trying to holler at you like they're 22?
Uh-huh.
I mean, just because they're on Cialis and Viagra doesn't change their smooth. Like, older men are still definite.
Right, and they can give you a gangster lean.
I ain't watched none of that. As soon as I would see those words across the screen, I would flip the channel. I was like, I'm not reading all that. First of all, I ain't at school. It's Saturday morning.
Oh,
and I will flip the channel. There's a big tech announcement. You can now listen to Dish Nation any time of the day. Just download the Dish Nation podcast on your phone or your tablet. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or any other place you get your podcast.
Coming up, find out what kind of man Selena's mom wants for her daughter. Maybe it's you.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation. Welcome back, y'all! All right.
I'm excited about this story, Crack. Tell me what's going on.
What's up. Well, let me tell you, Crack. Selena Gomez's mother has been pretty vocal about her daughter's love life. For example, when Selena briefly got back with Justin Bieber, she made it clear that she was not a fan.
She sure did.
She sure did. But anyway, in a recent interview with People magazine, she opened up about the three most important things she thinks her daughter needs from the next man she dates.
Go ahead, Mama. Let's
First of all, he needs a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Then someone that is family-oriented. And lastly, someone who truly understands the life she lives, saying, I want them to care about her and not the fame and not trying to sell things or become something.
She basically described Justin Bieber. Aww. He's all those things. He's so sweet. Yeah. He's loving. He loves his family. He loves his father, his mother, his grandparents, and he loves Selena and God. And he doesn't care about the fame because he's also a superstar.
Well, apparently her mother don't think so.
I guess.
But why is Selena Gomez's mom doing interviews with People magazine?
In the first place. Hello.
Talking about who's trying to get put on and who's trying to be in the limelight. Like,
right.
Come on, Ma.
Mm-hmm. I'm stuck with the man. Look at yourself, girl.
Right.
Have you ever been in a situation where you were dating a guy you felt like was trying to use you because of y'all status?
Well, sure, I've had the guy
that, coin.
That I mean, it works both ways, though, because I've had the guy that's in entertainment that was, like, 15 years older than me. And so when we would go out and we're on red carpets, they would yell my name a little bit louder than his name, and he would have such an issue with it. Like, and he was famous.
That's bitch-assness.
He'd been famous for so long. So, I mean, it happens with regular guys, happens with famous guys. It really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's all reduced to the fact that men can really suck sometimes.
Okay.
All right, guys. What time is it?
It's deal time!
That's right. Just in time for summer, check out this Vivitar three-piece ladies shaving kit. Hey, Craig, you can just give one to your wife.
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. It comes with an electric shaver for close and comfortable shaves without any irritation and perfect for all hair and skin types. We need to know that, right, black girls?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You also get the bikini styler, which is perfect for your bikini area because we don't want to step out to the pool messed up down there, right? Not only that, you get the precision trimmer, which you can use to safely remove any facial hair or do some eyebrow shaping.
All that. Now, the price got to be ridiculous. What is it?
Well, it was ridiculous, Brad. Normally, it's been seen as high as
$80. $80?
I know. But for our Dish Nation family, it's only
$29.
Oh, girl, $29.
$29.
That's cheaper than going to the barber.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just head over to morningsave.com.
All right, coming up, don't go anywhere because there's a pretty good chance Frank will be drunk in the next segment. Stay tuned.
Damn, Frank.
I thought he was always drunk.
Okay.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, we learned last week that Frank Kramer here, Kramer, I should say, is part French, so we decided to fill the studio with some of the things from his homeland.
Look at all of this. That's I got some grapes, some bread, some fromage.
Yeah, brie fromage, yes.
Some Frankier water.
Yes.
You know, as I always say, speak English, dress Italian, drive German, and French kiss.
So, since France beat Australia in the World Cup, we started a new segment here called Frank's French Update.
Hello. Yeah!
All right, yes. So what you got?
Bonjour!
All right.
A new baby has been born and has been given free train rides for 25 years because he was born on a commuter train.
That's not a present. Well, you get to ride the train for 25 years starting what
That's
now?
A busy baby. Where the hell is that baby going? Free... Right, for 25
he's
years.
He's a real baby on the go.
Yeah, when you think about it, after 25 years is when he'll actually get a job. Well, actually, he's French. He'll never have a job. Hey!
I drink wine in the middle of the day.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Listen, you can get offended, but you really can't get offended because he's French.
I know,
because so
I'm French.
To say that.
So I can do this.
I can't.
See? Ooh, I'm French.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.